catch a shadow of doubt. You can't hide that truth forever. It eventually comes out. Alternative facts to anything. A lie is just a lie. The naked truth will be exposed by the emperor's clothes.
About the to wonder, I can't think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall.
Well, how's it going today? My name is DJ Michael. Welcome to On the Air Tonight Radio, starting a little bit late today due to our beloved yet underfunded and overworked MBTA public transit system. Anyway, welcome to On the Air Tonight Radio, as I said. My radio program, not at night, but it is on the air here on WMFO, Freeform Radio, based out of Tufts, Medford, 91.5 FM. Lots of good music lined up for today. I got about an hour and 47 minutes programmed, which I do not think I will be able to get to because of my tardiness. But I'm going to give it a shot, so I'm going to shut up and start diving right into it. We're going to start off with a little bit of Thin Lizzy. Hope you enjoy, and talk to you soon.
Persecution. Thank you. operate even more actively.
That was Pastel Coast Vacation. Nice little indie band out of France. That's off their 2019 album, Hovercraft. Really good tunes. Check it out if you enjoy. Before that, it was McCarthy. Boy Meets Girl, So What? Another nice little, much earlier band, this time out of the north of England. Next up, we got a little Springsteen, who I was unable to procure tickets to. His concert in Boston, which is a little bit frustrating, but, who would have thought that there'd be such a rush for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band tickets? I didn't have any problem getting Paul McCartney tickets, but, it is what it is. While I'm seething and bitter over this fact, that doesn't mean we can't enjoy the boss's music, so let's get right into it. Our next tune, it's Blinded by the Light. After that, we got a little bit of Dan Penn and the Ramones. So stick around here for On the Air Tonight Radio and WMMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you.
the summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kinda older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hot hat shot was heading for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. And some flesh bomb mascot was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and throws his lover in the sand. And some bloodshot forget-me-not whisper daddies with an earshot, save the buckshot, turn up the band.
stop them guns before it's too late for everyone. You got the power to make the blind man see. Open his eyes, Lord, and let there be peace.
Let there be peace.
Father, which art in heaven, we need Jesus back again. We need him to deliver us from the house of Satan. Let's fight and cease, and let there be peace.
Let there be peace.
Let there be peace. God, would you mind getting down here with me just a minute? Let's talk about a revolution. I guess you've heard there's one going on down here right now. Oh, but we believe it's a just and a must revolution. We also believe it's about time people learn to live with one another. Quit fighting and start loving. Lord, have you ever wondered what would have happened had you created all men? White color!
We'll be right back. Well, how do you do, Private Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside, and I'll rest for a while in the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day, Lord, and I'm nearly done. And I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the Glorious Fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you died quick, and I hope you died clean. Or Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered ye down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes or the flute? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. And though you died back in 1916, to that loyal heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, forever enshrined behind some glass pane in an old photograph torn and tattered and stained and fading to yellow in a brown leather frame? Did I beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes or the forest? The sun's shining now on these green fields of France. The warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches have vanished long under the plow. No gas and no barbed wire, no guns firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses in you'd witness stand to man's blind indifference to his fellow man and a whole generation who were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered ye down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes or the forest? And I can't help but wonder, now Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause?
Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing, the dying, it was all done in vain. For Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes of the forest? Did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? Did the pipes play the flutes or the forest?
That's Eric Boggle, No Man's Land, one of the finest anti-war songs that I'm aware of. He actually wrote two of them, that and Waltzing Matilda, or not Waltzing, the band played Waltzing Matilda. I don't know, the last verse of that song, It All Happened Again, really gets me every time. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed. We got another hour and 15 minutes left of music here on the Air Tonight Radio, so we're going to keep going right through it. Coming up, we got a little bit of new stuff, but first some old stuff. You know, as one expect, here's the fantastic cover of Billy Bragg's New England. That was popularized by Christy McCrell. I suspect this was actually bigger than the Billy Bragg version, but, you know, who can say? Here it is on WMFO.
conveniency by the lavatories and the sodium glare. We used to wait for the bus in a passionate clutch and go as far as we dared. Do you remember when I passed my driving test? Took you to the pictures.
Blood and guts. pulling up for boys. Whatever I get, always need just a little bit more. So I'm catching a ride now to get on the first flight. It told me it scares you the way that I was.
Guthrie's brand new Julian Baker track, released, that's an outtake from her last album, Little Oblivions. Sounds a little bit like a demo to me. I haven't seen anything that's confirmed that, but it's certainly not produced like the rest of the album. But it still sounds great. Tremendous lyricist, tremendous vocalist, all that. Got a quick PSA for you before we continue with the music, so here we go. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation.